much until she informed me that they were a couple of drunks just as I was. That wasn't so bad to tell it to another drunk. She said, "You are going to quit." That was worth a lot, even though I did not believe it. Then she told me that these two drunks she had been talking to had a plan, whereby they thought they could quit drinking. And part of that plan was that they tell it to another drunk. This was going to help them to stay sober. All the other people who had talked to me wanted to help me, and my pride prevented me from listening to them, and caused only resentment on my part. But I felt as if I would be a real stinker if I did not listen to a couple of fellows for a short time, if that would cure them. My wife also told me that I could not pay them, even if I wanted to and had the money, which I did not. They came in and began to give me instruction in the program that later became known as Alcoholics Anonymous. There was not much of it at that time. I looked up, and there were two great big fellows over 6 foot tall, very likable looking. I knew afterwards that the two who came in were Bill W. and Dr. Bob. Before very long, we began to relate some incidents of our drinking, and pretty soon I realized that both of them knew what they were talking about. Because you can see things and smell things when you're drunk that you can't other times. If I had thought they didn't know what they were talking about, I wouldn't have been willing to talk to them at all. After a while, Bill said, "Well now, you've been talking a good long time. Let me talk a minute or two." So after hearing some more of my story, he turned